Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, we're back on a Victory Monday at Chickies and Pete's. The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A comeback victory. Ike, your thoughts?
Victory!
On the road to victory, fight, Eagles, fight. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly. On the road to victory,
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we
Come
go.
On,
hell yeah.
Let me tell you, I don't think I've watched a lot of football games that after a first half, I have felt as bad as I felt after that first half and then wound up feeling so good after the game. People brought up the Buffalo game in 23. I honestly, the only one that I think I would put in the same class as this one is the Deshaun Michael Vick miracle in the Meadowlands. That is the only one where I feel like I had given up completely and then got a game like this. What was your with a day later after that win, where are you at?
Well, listen, I'm pleasantly ecstatic that they're able to get to 3-0. I mean, it really was a tale of two halves. I rewatched the game today. I don't know what the hell that was in the first half. I guess we'll get to that at some point today. But I need to start with where it was in the second half and what I saw from this football team and what they were able to do in the second half. Okay, let's start with resiliency. That's where we got to start with first. This is a resilient football team that believes that they have a chance to win every football game. What have they won, 17 of 18? Something like that? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Jalen has won 17 straight games that he started and finished. It's unheard of. And that game yesterday, where they looked completely out of it in the first half, to come out and, I don't know, I don't have another way to describe it other than flip a switch and become a different team in the second half offensively, let me just say this. We're going to comb through this thing today, and we got credit to give, and we want to pat ourselves on the back. We got victory laps to take. I don't want no damn qualifiers today, even though I know there will be qualifiers as to why they won this game. Let me just say this. What we saw in the second half, I need to see more of. Simple as that. I need to see more of. Now, I'm not going to poo-poo on the win because they won the game. But this idea that we shouldn't play this way to win football games is beyond me. I don't know if it's the players, if it's the coaches, whomever it is over there. Get it together. Whatever you did in the second half, I need that done from the beginning of the game, because that was totally different than what I saw in the first half. From an approach to the game, there was a conservativeness there that was, it's totally unnecessary. We've been saying it for three games or two and a half games. This idea that we somehow should play to not turn the ball over versus being aggressive and pushing the ball down the field. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what an offense looked like with that type of talent. Up and down the field. Number 11 shows you what the difference is when he touches the football. Let me give you a prime example. Third and 10, backed up on the 9-yard line on, I believe it was the game-winning touchdown drive. I believe that was the drive. A.J. catching that ball, breaking the tackle, and then running for extra yards. That re-energizes that team, that offense. That's what he can do when he touches the football. Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. That's what it looks like when you get those guys the football. Jalen letting the ball go, throwing it. Man, empty backfield sets. You know, 3-4 wide receivers out in the route, getting the ball out of your hands quick. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. That's what we want. That's what we want. That's all we're asking for, is that right there. But yesterday, man, salute to number one. Salute to number one. Let me tell you, Spike, Fritz, put your seatbelt on. Because you guys going to be in for a bumpy ride today. But I'm here with you as a co-pilot. I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I'm here with you. I need to talk to the police. I'll talk to them. Nobody's going to jail today. I got everything covered. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. When you hear people talking about all this guy does is win, and when he needs to pass, he can do it. This is why people say that. Because that's what it was yesterday. He needed to throw the ball. They needed to come back. He was able to do it. I just needed to start the game. I don't need to wait till I'm down 26-7 to do that. Boy, what a beautiful game yesterday. All right, listen. My old ass, I had a 33-inch vertical when I came out. That ain't really nothing to brag about. I think I may have got up to 25 inches.
Whoa!
I'm just saying. I meant jumping.
Yeah, jumping.
Cut that.
I can only get up to 9 or 10 the other way. I'm just saying. Man. I'm just getting rolling.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, tag. Yeah. I'm tagging you in.
All right, tag you in. 215-592-9494.
Victory!
So that second half was the best second half, the best half I've seen Jalen Hurts play. Mm. And that was exactly when I talk about wanting to see the offense look like the offense it should look like, that's what I'm talking about. And this whole thing, you said at the end there, he'll throw it when he needs to. No. You don't have to wait until you're down.
I agree with that.
26-7 to throw the football. Yeah. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if the coaching staff did it out of desperation because we have to. I don't know if Jalen goes into, and you see this happen with quarterbacks sometimes when they go into, when an offense is slow, mm-hmm. they go into that no huddle, and sometimes mm-hmm. it can reinvigorate the offense.
Sure. And when gets them into a rhythm.
And I think from his standpoint and from the coach's standpoint, when you're down 26-7, you're not worried about turning the ball over anymore. All you're worried about is scoring points.
Yeah.
And we saw the difference. And there is no, and by the way, we didn't just see a difference in the passing offense. All of a sudden, we could run the ball again. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, when we're throwing the ball, we can run the ball again. And I know last year, we became a team that ran the ball so we could throw the ball. But maybe with everyone knowing that we want to run the ball, at this point this year, we need to be a team that throws the ball to be able to run the ball, to prove that we can do it. And I thought that Jalen did everything, literally everything, you want your quarterback to do, from being able to throw balls. It's not like people were talking about schemes and stuff in the second half. Guys weren't running wide open all over the place. There was, you know, A.J. Brown, there was a guy right on him. Devontae Smith, there was a guy right there. You know, the Dallas Goedert, he threw it early. Mm-hmm. All those sorts of things.
He was wide open. I don't know what the hell.
Well, he was wide open.
The Rams were doing.
When he threw it, I don't think he was wide open.
Right.
He ran into wide open space. If the Eagles have the ability to do on offense what they did in that second half, they shouldn't wait to do it. They should do it first. They should put pressure on the other team. They should be the ones determining when they throw and when they don't throw, not wait until you're forced. That was the Jalen Hurts hyping his team up, the Jalen Hurts talking to the coordinators, and Jalen Hurts making big plays.
I saw emotion out there on
the field. That's what everybody wants to see, and that is something I can get behind, and that isn't something I want to see every five games. I don't want to see – now, look, they don't have to go no huddle. They don't have to throw it 80% of the time, none of that. But that kind of offense that we saw in the second half, getting the ball to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown said it. They asked him, what is the difference between the first half and the second half? And he said, they got me the ball. And they threw me the ball. And that's what it is. And I thought it was a great performance from Jalen. I thought it was a great performance from the Eagles overall, a defense that got gashed in the first half, came up much bigger in the second half. It was a resilient win. I think it's a credit. By the way, the resiliency is a credit to the players, and it's a credit to Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That has a culture. And now this team believes they can win every single game. They don't believe they're out of every game. It was a thrilling win that I did not see coming. When Jalen got hit in the second half, when Verse hit him and they caused that fumble and the Rams score, that was lights out. To me, I thought that was lights out. That was the end of the game, and
it
wasn't.
It felt that way,
and it wasn't. It wasn't.
It felt that way.
215-592-9494 Jack, do you want to say anything before we go to the phones?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
They're never going to lose again.
Yeah, that's
pretty much the feeling. And they're starting to get the. For years, watching the Patriots, it was like teams had to play almost perfect to beat them, and you could sit up here and say lucky, blah, 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 blah. I mean, a blocked field goal twice in yesterday's game, that helped, obviously. The Travis Kelce play last week, the Makuba took back. CeeDee Lamb dropping three balls week one. But, like, those things happen when you are as tough to beat as the Eagles are, and they just take advantage of it. And, like, on Jalen's performance yesterday, like, that's what the greats do. And it was the first time watching him where I said, like, there it is. I know he's had good and great games before. And, like, 22 Super Bowl, I think, was special, and that was awesome. I thought he was good in the Super Bowl last year. But, like, that's what the greats do, and the emotion he played with, and going over to Petullo and really rallying the guys. Like, that's a guy you can really, really get behind. So, you know, it'd be fraudulent to come here and just put on the hater glass and be like, blah, because he was legitimately great yesterday. And legitimately great.
In the second half.
In the second half, yes. The first half did happen, but the second half is what matters.
First half, I don't know what the hell was going on in the first half.
And I'll say this, and I know you will disagree. Mm-hmm. Even if the Eagles don't block that field goal in the very last play of the game, today I would have felt different in a positive way about the Philadelphia Eagles because of what they were able to do on offense in the second half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair. The best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And luckily, we don't have to deal with it, right?
Sure,
we're 3-0 and not 2-1. But when I said,
I'd have been pointing out the first half.
Yeah, but when I say when people say it just matters that you win. It doesn't matter how. that second half to me is why
it's what you were looking for.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Yeah.
I want to see that the offense is capable of scoring points. They have too much talent on offense to not score points.
That's fair.
215-592-9494. We will bring you Coach Nick Sirianni's press conference at 3:15. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4.
5.
Andrew from Dover, you're on WIP.
What's going on?
What's up, Andrew?
Drew?
All that hate that you had last week, I don't want to hear you and Jack. I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? Because I told you last week or the week before, I told you, I said, listen, this man, all he does is win.
Recorded.
I told you, all you do is win. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. That man threw that ball all over the field. It wasn't his fault the last couple of weeks as far as the lack of yards. Like, listen, he's doing what his coordinators tell him to do, and that's it. But that man, when he needs to do it, he does it.
But hold on, Andrew, I don't agree with when he needs to. That isn't – it shouldn't be the approach. The approach should be – no, Andrew, stop. The approach should be – no, hold on. The approach should be, we are the better football team. We should be able to dominate you from the beginning to the end. We shouldn't be playing safe football, like overly safe football. That goes for Jalen, who had plenty of opportunities to throw the football in the first two games and chose not to. It goes for the coaches as well. Like, if this team is better than just wait around and don't turn the football over. You cannot turn the football over and throw the ball at the same time.
Okay, but that hasn't been his fault, though. What I'm saying is like, if you see at the end of the season, the playoff run, that man was throwing the ball all over the field, doing what he had to do with Super Bowl MVP. So, like, if you start the season and they're trying to be conservative, that's not his fault. He showed what he could do. And you can even see as far as when he was saying, he was like, hey, you know, let me throw the ball. Let me do what we got to do, not be conservative. And A.J. Brown said the same thing. Let us hoop. Let us hoop. Anybody that played basketball, let us hoop. Let us do what we got to do. So that's never had been Jalen Hurts' fault. So we got to get out of this narrative that this is Jalen Hurts' fault when it hasn't been. It's Petullo. I'm going to be honest with you.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask you, Andrew, was Kevin the two best halves that Jalen's played this season are the first half against Dallas and the second half last night, right?
Was Kevin
Petullo the offensive coordinator in both of those halves?
Yes. He is, yes.
Well, so
yes.
What are we talking about? My point is, it can't – it's everybody. It can't just be Jalen when they are moving the ball and Kevin Petullo when they're not.
I'm not saying that, like, every single thing is his fault. But the thing is that the narrative that you've been getting on the radio, you and Jack, has been, like, putting it like it's on Jalen. Like, it's like it's a narrative, and all this dude is win.
I know. Aren't you happy they won? He was great. He did what he was supposed to do yesterday.
No. But you don't get to slander. You know what I mean?
What is slander? You know, what is slander? It's a freaking quarterback of a sports team, you moron.
Moron? Man, get out of here. You sounded just like your pop.
Moron.
That's listen. Jack. It's not even me. Okay. You don't even know what Jack's dad
said. Slander, narrative, wow.
Dope. Listen, that man is 18-1.
Yes.
Right?
It was awesome yesterday.
He's won 17 games when he's completed all the games. So, like, I'm not trying to hear that. Stop creating this narrative about this man, his football skills, his throwing skills, all that. All that man did is throw over 200 passing yards and had 3 touchdown passes the second half. He balled out. That was in a quarter and a half. So stop setting this narrative that this man has a problem. It's not him. He's going to go as the coaches allow him to go. When they let him release the ball, throw the ball down the field. He's not setting up those plays when it's like 5-yard crossing patterns or whatever it is. Like, yo, let him cook. Let him cook. Let him do what he do. That's all I'm saying. So don't set this narrative. Be fair. Wow. Be fair-minded. Be open-minded.
All right.
Can you do that?
All right, Andrew.
Extremely
I
fair.
Am open-minded.
Good fair, job, Andrew.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Fair and balanced. It's going to be a long week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. Okay.
You're going moron first segment?
Yeah, yeah, then,
first segment. So, they couldn't get out of the first segment.
I know.
I'm calm, cool, collected.
I'm calm, too.
And you're on moron?
I know. Only took 15 minutes and one call.
Yep. 215-592-9494. The real Corey in Columbus, New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, real Corey?
What's going on, guys? Spike, I know you felt left out because I didn't mention you in the last call, so... Just had a real quick question for you. Who had a more tumultuous exit from New York, you or Saquon?
Or Daniel Jones?
I didn't have a tumultuous exit.
Everybody seemed to have landed on their feet leaving New York.
Wheeler?
Yeah, everything's been fine, actually.
Well, I got to agree with you, Spike, I think. Jalen should go into each play with two play calls, what Petula wants and then what he sees. And ultimately, it seems like what he's seeing is what he's going with. A lot of resiliency from that team. I wouldn't call it luck, Jack. I think a lucky play is a double doink, not blowing up the A-gap.
Yeah, my point wasn't that it was lucky. It's just like sometimes you create your own. Like the Eagles just...
Well, they blocked those field goals.
No, yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, I think when you just keep coming and keep coming and keep coming, what happens is you get...
Jesus. Well, calm down over there.
Well, yeah, seriously. That was rough there, brother.
I know it was a big win yesterday.
My goodness. They certainly doubled up on the left guard, who was a replacement.
Yep.
In there. And Jalen Carter had blocked the field goal the previous drive. So they had a little bit of a game plan over that left guard over there.
Imagine that poor left guard, by the way. Yeah. He's got Jordan Davis
and Jalen Carter.
Yeah, I'd move out of the way, honestly. I'd give up. What are you going to do? You're just going to get yourself hurt.
Yeah.
Well, the Jets had a similar situation, so I don't know if there's something going across the league where guys are seeing something with these kickers, low launch ankles trying to get.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Corey, because when I watched that first kick from the Rams kicker early in the game, it didn't even look like he kicked hard to get the ball to 52 yards or whatever that field goal was. And all I was thinking at the beginning of the game was, don't let this game come down to a field goal for the Rams, because there's no way this guy's going to miss it. But you might have something. The Jets blocked that field goal toward the end of the game against the Bucs. The Eagles blocked two. Maybe to kick the ball further.
Browns block one.
Yeah, maybe they have a lower launch angle, and maybe that's why the ball is getting blocked more.
And, I mean, listen, those are two big guys. And often what happens is, from a technique or rushing standpoint, you want to first get Paul's penetration on the line. But more importantly, you want to get your hands up.
Yeah.
And Jordan Davis is what, 6'5", 6'6"?
Yeah.
He's a big guy. Jalen Carter's about 6'3", 6'4". He's a tall guy. You know, you should drive that ball there. You got those long arms there. They couldn't get the ball over him.
And I know it was a great special teams day overall, but they got to figure out something on kickoff with these.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Yeah, no, it was a great field goal block day. It wasn't a great special teams day. I don't know what the hell we were doing.
It was every time.
On the kickoff returns. I don't know what that was.
Thank God. Thank you for the call, Corey. Thank God they traded for Tank Bigsby for kickoffs, because it, man.
Seriously.
Yeah, it was huge yesterday. If they are not running that 600 times a day during practice, just the ability to pick up a ball, because every team's going to try. Now, I don't think every kicker can do that.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but man, that was effective is not the word.
No, and real quick, it really, in my opinion, contributed to the slow starts in the first half. I mean, we started just about every drive inside the 20. They're literally trying to give you the ball on a 30 or 35-yard line in NFL. We're starting on a 15-yard line.
Yeah. Every time.
Every drive.
Every time. Yep. And it wasn't just Bigsby. It was Metchie, too.
Yeah.
Neither of them could kick it.
Both of them. Yep. Yeah.
215-592-9494. Big show today. All coming up next, we will hear what A.J. Brown had to say after the game and what Jalen had to say after the game. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly tonight at 6. The Jordan Mailata Show live from Chickies and Pete's with me, Elliot, and Jordan. Then 7 o'clock, the Players Lounge right here at Chickies with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson.
LD.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.